The Fusion with Rod Steele. Welcome to the show. We are on and popping this morning. We got a great show planned for you today. Thank you for tuning in to The Fusion with Rod Steele. And man, we are on time today and ready to rock and roll. We're taking requests. You could text me at 678-283-1767, 678-283-1767. If you want to hear something, man, if I have it for you, I'm going to get it on for you and give you a shout out in the process. If I don't have it for you, I'll owe you next week. I'll give you an IOU, and I will be playing it when I get back on the air next Saturday. Man, it's such a beautiful day outside. We're going to get out and do good no matter how we feel. We're going to get out and stand in the gap for someone, and we are going to share our experiences to save someone some steps. Welcome to The Fusion here. This is Rod Steele. We're having a ball. Keep it locked here for the next 3 hours. We got a great show planned. We also have Which Version Do You Prefer at 11 o'clock. So stick with us. You don't want to miss that. We have some other new artists, some other new songs from old familiar artists. Man, we just got a super packed show. We got the praise song coming up. This is Jay Moss. It's called Victory. So once again, you don't want to miss any of what we have planned for you today. So once again, stay with us here on The Fusion with Rod Steele.
I don't care what it feels like. I don't care if the enemy tries to make you cry all night. I don't care what they told you. Just try to keep your composure. Never mind the size of a mountain standing right before you. But you're ready before I have you. You got your whole armor. It's over and you never let your guard down. They never leave or forsake you. Just hold on to your faith.
Don't you know how to get to Jesus.
Monday, cell phones on Tuesday, rent due on Wednesday, trying to call to make an arrangement. Daycare got late fees, cause deadbeats made babies. Never mind the sign on the door that says eviction pending. But you better be for having yeah. You got your whole armor, yeah. Be sober and you never let your guard down. But hold on to the master, in order to win you have to. Wanna go? Do you wanna be in V-I-C-T-O-R? Gotta put your game face on, don't be fake, don't go from low to high.
Get some of them names, just call them the name and you'll be fine.
Jay Moss and his crew brought it strong on this song right here, Victory. Boy, I know you thought you were listening to Sesame Street when it first started. Feel the vibe on this one, man. Tell me how to get to victory.
Change that. You can win that.
Rip.
right, Peanut Butter 29 featuring Lenny White. We're going to go ahead into the Reddings. Yes, these are descendants of Otis Redding. I know you got another. Check it out. The Fusion and the Smoke. Welcome to the show, man. We're trying to get you up and get that blood to flowing right now. Man, we're having a ball in the studios. Here's a little confunction, fun. Get on up out that bed, get to cleaning, get to exercising, get to moving. This is The Fusion with Rod Steele. We'll be right back. let them horns can function. Got one for you from Tuskegee, Alabama. This is the seventh wonder. Check it out. This is the seventh wonder. Yes, the Commodores were not the only group that came out of Tuskegee, Alabama. This is a fantastic cut from back in the day. By the way, I want to thank Lionel Richie from stepping back into Tuskegee and developing Hello Park. Saw some things out there at Great Day in Tuskegee, Hello Park, and the son of Tuskegee, the Commodores, Lionel Richie, stepping back in to donate that park. Don't know the ins and outs of it, but he was on site, and they have a new area where you can kind of relax and chill and have events in Tuskegee, Alabama. And once again, the son of Lionel Richie was there. So congratulations. Keep it locked here. We're inside the Fusion here, and we're having a ball. The seventh wonder, feel the vibe on that one, but we're gonna ease on into Bell and James from 1979. Check it out.
Yeah. some kind of voodoo. Same complications stand in the way. Nowhere to run to. My mind is dreaming, I'm somewhere else. Can't seem to shake it. I miss the feeling, having fun. No way to fake it. Living it up at last. Living it up, living it up, oh yeah. Friday night. Living it up at last.
Yeah, and this fantastic cut right here from 1979. You're inside the smoke. We're leaning toward the end right now. We started with 29 featuring Lenny White, Peanut Butter, The Reddings. I Know You Got Another. Confunction, Fun Fun. Seventh Wonder, The Tilt. Back to Here, where we are with Bell and James. We're going to bring this thing to the close with none other than the Brothers Johnson. Here we are at the end of the smoke. Ain't we funky now? Check it out.
We'll be right back.
right, this concludes the end of the smoke for the day. Man, I hope you enjoyed it. Hope we got your toes to tapping. Hope we got your blood to flowing, that adrenaline pumping through your body, where you can get on up out that bed and do something. Do good. Go out, wash your car, clean your house, wash some clothes, exercise, walk through the neighborhood. Get those earbuds out and keep Rod Steele in your ear, because I promise you, I will have your body moving. Guaranteed finger snapping, guaranteed toe tapping. This is Rod Steele. You're listening to The Fusion. We're going to take up a jazz break right here. We'll be right back with you here on The Fusion with Rod Steele.
Hot923.com.
By my man Norman Brown, lives in Atlanta, Georgia. L.A. Chill. That's a beautiful cut right there. Man, if anybody needs the link to the station out there, text me at 678-283-1767. I'd be glad to send it to you, and I deeply appreciate all my listeners for tuning in this morning. Let's get into the first set of the day with some Freddie Jackson. We'll be right back. Hey, this is a cut that I owed my good friend in the Chicago, California One by Confunction. This is for Jasmine. Keep it locked here on The Fusion with Rod Steele.
California One.
Sir, we had to slow that thing down for you with Lakeside with Real Love. Gonna take a little step back here for a jazz break. My man PJ Spraggins, the Alabama State Hornet. Check out this unique jazz song here. Another version of Watermelon Man. Check it out. This is Watermelon Man by PJ Spraggins featuring Eric Essex and Kelly O'Neill. Once again, another version. This song, Watermelon Man, has been covered many, many, many times over years. But PJ Spraggins, an Alabama State Hornet, once again, being from Tuskegee, Alabama, one of the oldest rivals in HBCU sports, Tuskegee in Alabama State. And once again, I have many, many members of my family that go to Tuskegee University or Tuskegee Institute, as we remember. And I have many, 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 many members of my family that have attended Alabama State University. So no love lost between those two schools. We just get together and compete and see who comes out on top. Let's get some Hall & Oates here as we move through the fusion with Rod Steele. Stay with us. Coming up here, my man Chris Walker and Eugene Wild. They're going to take you back here. Keep it locked here. This is Rod Steele, and you're listening to The Fusion.
Close the door. Won't you come on inside? Girl, you look like you need something to relax and you're working hard every day to make sure that you're
baby's fed and the rent due is paid. And baby, I know the last thing you need is for a man to walk into your life.
Talented brother right there, Chris Walker. By the way, the band Maze call themselves The Music Forever. That's their new front man for that band, Chris Walker. What a talented brother that is. We'll take you back with this Eugene Wild right here. Don't Say No Tonight. Again, we're on The Fusion with Rod Steele. Having a ball. Thank you for tuning in. Got more great music coming up.
Baby, come to me and let me make all of your dreams come true. what turns you on, I'll sing you a love song to put you right in the mood. We'll get straight to the groove. Yes, we will. I still know the right places to touch to make you want to stay.
I know this one took you back a little bit. This is Eugene Wild. West Palm Beach, Florida. This cut came out in 2004. Eugene Wild is 62 years old right now. Don't mean to make you feel old, just make you feel better. I got some unusual Confunction. I'm not going to say new. This is I'll Get You Back by Confunction. I'm going to send this out to my man Bobby Carson, Metropolitan Atlanta. Yes, this is the cut that you don't usually hear. Check it out.
Yeah.
We'll take a step back right here with some Eric Darius featuring the young phenom, Justin Lee Schultz. This is That's My Jam. Feel the vibe on this one. This is Rod Steele. You're listening to The Fusion. Broke the funk on that one, Justin Lee Schultz. You're going to hear a lot from this young man in the future. He is fantastic, very, very young, but his whole family plays instruments. Once again, you can look that up on Justin Lee Schultz. Guarantee you'll love it. Let's get back to some change here. Change Your Heart as we ease on into the next set. Got a lot of great music playing for you today. Naked Eyes, Change, Earth, Wind, and Fire, and Patrice Rushen coming up next.
my mind. I'm taking back my love.
Jazz like Rod Steele with the Jazz Fusion on Hot 92.3.
Why do I believe?
Sir Naked Eyes, a duo. This cut came back 1983. English New Wave group. It's one of their biggest hits of all time. Promises, Promises. One of my favorite cuts from them. And once again, we are inside a great set here on The Fusion with Rod Steele. Keep it locked.
Too many. was new and love was the beginning. Memories fade, much advanced, and I know the hurt when love is ending.
Heartache, don't come again. Heartbreak, you've never been mine.
This lady made some great music right here. Patrice Rushen, the elder of two daughters born to Alan and Ruth Rushen, the former director of California Department of Corrections. Patrice was 3 years old when she began playing the piano. By the time she was six, she was giving classical recitals. She attended Locke High School and later earned a degree in music from University of Southern California. Fantastic artist, unbelievable. She's still kicking it, still doing a great, great job. All right, I'm gonna ease on in to a jazz break, and then we're gonna ease on into that fantastic segment. Doesn't that sound familiar? Yes. That was authored by none other than my musical producer, Daryl Samuels. This is fantastic, man. As we ease on into a little Bob Baldwin here, this is Rejuvenate. But I love this segment right here. Two songs that we're going to give you today in, doesn't that sound familiar? Black Cow. One of the most played and fan favorite songs by the eclectic jazz group duo Steely Dan, taking off their award-winning 1977 album titled Aja. It was used and sampled by the hit single Deja Vu Uptown Baby back in 1997 by the Bronx, New York hip-hop duo rap group Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. The single peaked all the way to number one on the Billboard Hot Rap Songs chart and went up to number 9 on the Billboard's Hot 100 chart, selling over 1 million records, going certified platinum. Once again, doesn't that sound familiar? Here's the original. One of my favorite groups, we talk about this all the time, Steely Dan and Black Cow, and then we're going to give you Lord Tariq and Peter Guns and how they sampled that music in their hit song. Check it out.
I saw you in Rudy's. You were very high.
almost hate to break into that one right there. None other than Steely Dan with Black Cap. Check out how Lord Tariq and Peter Guns sample in their hit song. Uptown, baby. Deja Vu.
New York to the heart, but got love for all. Lie, die in the fire where I learned to ball. Uptown is the place where I lay my dome. On the streets of the Bronx where my family roam. Oh, damn it, we home. Peter got a... Player haters can feel the flame for my heater. I never really liked to play a fool like that, but I love to succeed. See foes fall flat, flat, like deja vu. And I got another clip down a deja crew. I said pissed out, dumb P, Mo with the pissed out. Just cause I'm pissy don't mean you should miss down. Keep them in the 50s and hundreds all arranged. Anything less than that, you keep the change. Not filthy rich, but I'm barely broke. Blessed with flows to keep you hooked like dope. Friends call me guns, sons call me trife. Cause quick to slide off and slide this d- up in your wife. And that's life, you should learn how to treat her. I guarantee Peter knows how to eat the end. Is in the Bronx, call me Lex. Cause I push a Lex and I rock a Rolex. And I lounge on Lex and I love sex. And I wave some sets that be trying to flex like Dex. God rest your soul, but when you're playing cards with guns, it ain't no time to fold. Ho.
New York dudes got crazy game, but out of town, it's all the same.
Alright, you see the vibe, you see the cover, you see the sample. Boy, I tell you, I be on the edge of my seat listening to these rap songs, man. They are so close. This is a family show. Man, you can't be talking about this, that, and the third. But that's okay, I just wanted to let you know. This segment was authored by none other than my musical producer, Daryl Samuels, and he just wanted to tell everyone and educate everyone how people in the music industry don't work at it anymore. They just sample someone else's stuff and then come up with the words. Hey, it's a fantastic segment for me because I love it. And it's always interesting to see where these songs come from. You know, the younger generation, they think these songs are original, but they don't know. The tunes, the covers, the samples came from someone that made it a long, long time ago. All right, this next cut right here dedicated to my man in Tuskegee, Alabama, Julius My Hand. This is Lionel Richie. Love Will Find a Way. Stay with us. Keep it locked here. This is Rod Steele. And you're listening to The Fusion. We'll be right back.
Are you trying to find a beginning or something just to hold on to? Always know that love will find a way.
You're in the middle of the fusion with Rod Steele on Hot 92.3.
There's not a spot that I plan to miss. A day I've been dreaming about our endeavor. I made a mixtape, ooh, just for this. Earth, wind, and fire, my Yosnina. When we're not kissing, I want your lips to be reciting lyrics of pleasure. Open wide, don't be shy, girl. In your eyes, in your eyes, see your curiosity. So how about I be James and you can be Miss Marie? Baby, allow me to place a kiss on every inch of you I treasure. There's not a spot that I plan to miss. All day I've been dreaming about our endeavors. I made a mixtape, ooh, just for this. Earth, wind, and fire, my Yosnina. When we're not kissing, I want your lips to be reciting lyrics of pleasure. Baby, allow me to place a kiss on every inch of you I treasure. There's not a spot that I plan to miss. All day I've been dreaming about our endeavors. I made a mixtape too just for this. Earth, wind, and fire, my Yosnina. When we're not kissing, I want your lips to be reciting lyrics of pleasure.
Harmonize, harmonize with you, girl. I'll touch your line and make you mine. And you are my favorite melody. So much I'll be watching your lips just say, oh, Lord. While we're dancing to our favorite song, I watch your lips as they sing along. While we're dancing to our favorite song,
come on, baby.
What a combination here, man. You got some Eric Roberson featuring Will Downing. And one of my longest friends of all time, my man Hamlin McDay, turns me on to a lot of Eric Roberson. And he's a fantastic artist, man. As we get into a smooth song called Lyrics of Pleasure. Keep it locked here on The Fusion with Rod Steele. We'll be back shortly. And as we've been doing lately, we got our middle of the show praise song coming up shortly here on The Fusion.
Hot 92.3.
Hey, put your hands together like this here. Over here. Come on, come on. Put your hands together. Come on now. Hey, everybody in the balcony, hey, I love you all. Come on, let's do it. Bless it. Up.
same choir. Don't you just love when a choir brings the funk to a song? Man, this is Josh Bracy and Power Anointed. Blessed be the name. Let you feel a little bit more vibe on this before we get to the next set, because he deserves all our praise. NSP, Never Stop Praying. Keep it locked here on The Fusion with Rod Steele.
The name of the Lord, all magnified, the Lord with thee. Let us exalt his name. Hey, Jesus, he's my rock, he's my shield, he's my fortune. I love him tonight, I bless him on the night. Somebody call him. Help me call.
Vocal group from Cleveland, Ohio. Yes, hail to Cleveland, Ohio. Formed in 1983, LeVert was composed of Sean and Gerald LeVert. They were the sons of Eddie LeVert. And they also had Mark Gordon in that group. Unbelievable song back there featuring Heavy D from back in the day. Just Coolin'. I wanted to give you the video version because I wanted to get you back into that mood. That was right during the time when MTV and BET were in that video craze. You can sit home and watch videos all day if you let yourself do it. And so I remember that video vividly, vividly. We're going to ease on into some T.S. Monk here. Keep it locked here on The Fusion with Rod Steele. Thank you for listening. We are about 12 minutes away from Which Version Do You Prefer? Here's some Jonathan Butler also. Describe T.S. Monk, maybe a one-hit wonder. I don't know. Not too many people know a lot about T.S. Monk. He's still around. 74 years old. Born December 27, 1949. Thelonious Spear Monk III is an American jazz drummer, composer, and band leader. He is the son of jazz pianist Thelonious Monk. How many of you knew that? That's pretty interesting. New York City. And again, still around and probably still performing. This is one of his good cuts right here. One of those songs that just make me remember where I was at the time when I would hear it on the radio. Back in high school, whatever the case may be. We're going to ease on to a little bit of some Jonathan Butler here. This is live. Keep it locked here on HOTT923. This is Rod Steele. And you're listening to The Fusion. Me, did you
long ago. You had me believing while you were deceiving me with lies. Wish I could have seen it, seen your eyes.
Lies.
But I never did.
No,
on the other side, you give me the same old story. It's just a friend. That's who it is, girl. I hate to say it, but my faith in you is shaking. Don't say you love me, it makes my heart feel breaking. With your lies,
lies.
Wish I could have
lies.
Seen it. But I never did. Ooh, lies. It took a lot for me to realize. But I was too caught up in your web of lies. Oh, lies. Girl, you had me believing while you were deceiving me with lies.
After all this time, version do you prefer? On The Fusion on Hot 92.3. Hot92.3.com.
Yes, it is time for Which Version Do You Prefer? A fantastic segment of The Fusion with Rod Steele, offered by none other than my executive producer, Greg Turner. Yes, it is a fantastic segment where we compare the original versions versus the cover or cover versions of songs. We got 2 3-way comparisons and 1 2-way comparisons today. We're going to get right into it because I got a lot of information to share with you. The first comparison of the day, the song is called Holding Back the Years. The song written and performed first in 1982 by Mick Hucknall and Neil Moss of the English punk band called The Frantic Elevators. The members Brian Turner, Kevin Williams, Hucknall, Moss, and Neil Smith met each other at a Sex Pistols concert and formed their group shortly afterwards. The group performed the song and went on to record for 7 years, but produced limited releases on local labels and ended their run as a group. We're going to compare that to the cover version done by the British soul and pop band Simply Red, a third single released off their debut album titled Picture Book in 1985. Their version, led by frontman and former singer-songwriter for the Frantic Elevators, Mick Hucknall, reached all the way to number one on the U.S. Billboard's Hot 100 charts and was nominated for a Grammy Award for Best Pop Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocals. Here's an interesting note. The song's writing credits were shared between Hucknall and Neil Moss, a friend and member of Hucknall's first group, The Frantic Elevators. However, according to Hucknall, Moss did not co-write the song, but the credit was added to remember the great times we had, as the pair had written so many other songs together. The song was first performed by the Frantic Elevators, and the song's chorus, I'll Keep Holding On, was not added until many years later after the band had split and Hucknall had formed Simply Red. The band actually disbanded in 2010, but reformed back in 2015, that is, as Hucknall has continued to perform as the only original member left. To date, Simply Red has recorded 13 albums, with the most recent album, Time, released back in 2023. The second cover, which we'll compare today, is done by iconic soul and R&B Hall of Fame group, the Isley Brothers, who covered the song in 1996 off their studio album titled Mission to Please, which saw the group return to commercial glory as they saw this album become certified platinum, their first such distinction since the Between the Sheets 1983 album. The album went to number 2 on the U.S. Billboard's top R&B hip-hop album charts. So there you have it, folks. Holding Back the Years is the first comparison of the day, performed first by the Frantic Elevators, then by Simply Red, and then covered a second time by the Isley Brothers. This will be the next music that you will hear on The Fusion with Rod Steele.
So long.
So this is the original version of Holding Back the Years. Let's see what Simply Red brings to the table. Couple of minutes of the cover version of Holding Back the Years from Simply Red. Now let's see what the Isley Brothers bring to this cover of Holding Back the Years. So there you go, the first comparison of the day. At the end of the day, all we want to know is, which version do you prefer? Got some votes already, as we're going to ease on into it. Man, Julius, my hand says Simply Red. It's the one I remember hearing on the radio. That's correct. It's all about what you've been exposed to. And interesting, though, Derek and Lisa in Newport News, Virginia, Simply Red. Don't know. Might see a landslide here. I don't know. Again, You got the Frantic Elevators, the original performers of this song. Then you have Simply Red. Then, did any of you know that the Isley Brothers made this cut? Victoria, Metropolitan Atlanta area, Simply Red. My man David Moore says the Isley Brothers version is smoother than Simply Red, but I'm still voting for Simply Red. I think I favor Simply Red because I grew up with them. It's a good reason, DM. David Moore, I deeply appreciate you listening to the show as well as all others. Thought you had me there for a second. Thought I was going to get away from that landslide. David Henson, Denver, Colorado. I did not know Simply Red was a cover, but I liked it the best. Also, didn't know the Isley covered. The Isleys covered it. Hey, a lot of people don't know. We're half here to understand which version do you prefer, and we're half here to educate you on how many people recorded one particular song. Isn't it awesome? Thank you for chiming in and voting. Tony in Tuskegee, Alabama, Simply Red, but the first version was very interesting. So Tony in Tuskegee liked the Frantic Elevators version. Dorothy in Tuskegee, Alabama, Simply Red,
not familiar with the first Frantic Elevators. Again. That's why we cover it, and that's why which version is such a fantastic segment of the show. We're gonna take a step back. I just want to say thank you for all of you that voted on the first version. I appreciate your support. I appreciate your support. At the end of the day, it's all about you. Because it's way, way bigger than me.
Jonathan Lewis, David Lewis, and Wayne Lewis. And
me check on my technical difficulties here, guys. See my voice is silent. Every very friend. We'll step back. In just a sec. I'll figure out what's going on.
Two, three.
right back. But which version do you prefer? Yes. So the second comparison of the day, and as I had to take care of the technical difficulties, Captain Darrell Davis came down. The second cover of the day is Always. It's a beautiful and still popular love song written by brothers Jonathan Lewis, David Lewis, and Wayne Lewis of White Plains, New York. The R&B band Atlantic Star. The single was the second release from the group's seventh studio album titled All in the Name of Love back in 1987. The single was the biggest hit for the group as it peaked at number one on both the U.S. Billboard's Hot 100 and Hot Black Singles charts. The band's only number one song despite their musical success in the industry. The song also topped the U.S. adult contemporary charts, the Canadian charts, and U.K. charts versus the cover version done back in 2008 by, get this, American singer John Royce Mathis, or professionally known as Johnny Mathis, who recorded the song featuring singer Monet, taken off his album titled A Night to Remember. So that's going to be our second comparison of the day. Thank you for sticking with me through the technical difficulties. It's going to be our second comparison of the day, Always. We're going to compare that to the original Atlantic Star from White Plains, New York, to the cover done by the iconic Johnny Mathis. That will be the next song that you will hear here on The Fusion with Rod Steele. Stars original cut Always, and this is penned from the fantastic group from White Plains, New York, one of the more popular slow songs from back in the day. Once again, this was back in 1987. So let's see what Johnny Mathis brings to the table here on the song Always. Thank you.
dedicate my life to you always.
A love like yours is rare. It must have been sent from up above. And I know you'll stay this way for always.
And we both know that our love will grow. And forever it will be you and me.
Done with the help of singer Monet. This is Always by Johnny Mathis. So check this out. Slow cut, one of the greater slow cuts of all time. Always. Yes. Slow dragging in the club, at dances, or whatever the case may be. So which version do you prefer of the song Always? Originally done by Atlantic Star, covered by Johnny Mathis. Text me your votes at 678-283-1767. That's 678-283-1767. Let's see what we have on the table. All right. Ooh, got a couple of votes here. My bad. Julius in Tuskegee, Alabama says, Atlantic Star, I never heard the cover before. Johnny Mathis. Once again, education, B. Education, people. Yes, we love it. Who knew Johnny Mathis covered that song Always? Tony, Tuskegee, Alabama, Atlantic Star. David in Denver, Colorado, Atlantic Star, hands down. Well, what can I say? David Moore, Metropolitan Atlanta, in Vegas right now. Johnny Mathis version has it for me. All right, so we away from the landslide. Dorothy in Tuskegee, Alabama, Atlantic Star, hands down, 1987. The year we married almost 37 years ago, June 13th. That's right, Dorothy. And what a beautiful union it was, still going strong. 37 years. I walk around with my chest stuck out talking about 32 years. Yes, Dorothy and Tony in Tuskegee, Alabama, 37 years. Pales in comparison. Good stuff. Thank you for tuning in. Atlantic Star Always, Tony in Tuskegee, Alabama. Let's see what Victoria Brooks says in the Metropolitan Atlanta says. I vote for Atlantic Star. It was popular. It was a popular wedding song. That is correct. Awesome. Thank you for all the votes. Uncle Ed, how you doing, man? Uncle Ed tuned in. Thank you for supporting the Fusion with Rod Steele. Johnny Mathis. So we have one. We have two Johnny Mathis votes. Very, very important. Uncle Ed and David Moore. And then everybody else. Everybody else went with Atlantic Star. Derek and Lisa, Newport News. I'm surprised by Johnny Mathis's version. Yes. Yes, that's what we're all about here. Education. education. All right. Thank you. Thank you for all the votes. We're going to let you clean that musical palate. And we'll be right back with the third comparison of the day. This was a doozy because a lot of you guys, every time you go to an event, you hear this song. And so it's going to be very interesting to see which way the votes go and which version do you guys prefer of this particular song. So I'll be back real shortly for the third comparison of the day for which version do you prefer. Stay with us. The Fusion with Rod Steele. Side, passing me by. Love that instrumental right there. We're back to talk about the third version of the day here on The Fusion with Rod Steele. Which version do you prefer? This is another three-way comparison. All right, and let's get into it. The song is called Electric Boogie. It was a single written by Neville O'Reilly Livingston, known professionally as Bunny Wailer, a Jamaican singer-songwriter and percussionist who was an original member of the reggae group The Wailers, along with Bob Marley and Peter Tosh. A three-time Grammy Award winner, he is considered one of the longtime standard bearers of reggae music. He was also known as Ja B. Bunny O'Reilly and Bunny Livingston. Bunny, who passed away in 2021 at the age of 73, wrote Electric Boogie in 1976, and it has gone to be known as the national anthem for the electric slide line dance. Wow. So we're going to compare that to Jamaican singer Marsha Griffiths, who in 1983 released her cover version of the Bunny Wailer song Electric Boogie. Griffith's version became a minor hit initially, and then the song was remixed in 1989. And it was this version that made the electric slide line dance an international dance craze. Griffith's version reached number 51 on the U.S. Billboard's Hot 100, making it her most successful single and currently still the highest selling single by a female reggae singer of all time. Isn't that interesting? Here's a musical fact. Between 1974 and 1981, Griffith was a member of One Threes, a trio of backing singers which supported Bob Marley and the Wailers. The second cover of the Electric Boogie, which was done in 2008 by Washington, D.C. native Brenda Shannon Green, or better known professionally as Shannon, who recorded the song with a slight name change, The Electric Slide, and released it off her album, Let the Music Play, The Greatest Hits. Shannon is best known, again, for her single, Let the Music Play, which topped the U.S. Billboard's Dance Club Songs chart in 1983 and went certified gold and was nominated for a Grammy Award. So that's our third comparison of the day. Pin the Electric Boogie by Bunny Wailer, then covered by Marsha Griffiths, and then pin the Electric Slide by Shannon. That will be the next song that you will hear on The Fusion with Rod Steele. I can't wait to hear the outcome of this one. So keep it locked. We'll be right back. Original version done by Bunny Wailer, the Electric Boogie from back in the day. So that is the version. This is the first cover from Marsha Griffith. So this is the first cover of The Electric Slide, The Electric Boogie by Marsha Griffith. And, you know, I'm not even, my opinion, I mean, this is the one when I'm out and about. This is the one when I'm at cookouts and parties or whatever the case may be. This is the one they normally play. But let's see what Shannon brings to the table here on The Fusion with Rod Steele. And she named hers The Electric Slide.
You can't
Electric slide, the electric boogie, whatever you want to call it. Man, that's where we are. All right, we got some votes here. Yes. Chip Davis, my guy, down in D.C. area. Marsha Griffin. Yes. Julius in Tuskegee, Alabama. Marsha Griffin. Exposure again. Never heard the others. Bunny Wailers, when it said it's electric, that was a little weird for me, but that's okay. That's the original. Going with Marsha Griffith version, Tony in Tuskegee, Alabama, because the boogie-woogie slang, which did it for the party scene, yes, it did. Yes, it did. So there is an interesting comparison for one of the leading party songs of all times. And now, you know, the electric slide is pretty much very, very elementary now with all the other line dances out right now. I mean, you got so much. The cha-cha slide. You got a ton of stuff on the scene right now. Plus, you know, people using line dances for exercise, and they have classes all over the city and stuff like that. But it all started here, if I'm not mistaken. Now, I'm not, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but as far as long as I've been going to events, you know, people will play that, and next thing you know, the entire dance floor is doing the electric slide. So it's all good. But thank you for chiming in today. And we are getting close to the end. I have about 5 more minutes, and I appreciate everybody tuning in and contributing and sending me your votes and comments and everything. Thank you. You don't know how much it means to me. I appreciate it. And as I always say, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, I plan on being back here next week. But before I go, I always play a song for Mama, Mary Alice in Tuskegee, Alabama. Mary Alice Turner. Yes, my mama. The musical producer of this show, Daryl Samuels, keeps turning me on and keeps my gun loaded. Gave me a beautiful song called New Beginnings by Devin Morrison. I'm going to dedicate that to Mary Alice in Tuskegee, Alabama, while I say my goodbyes. But listen, what I want to tell you is this. Stay safe. Stay prayed up. Never stop praying. Never stop praising. Take care of yourselves and each other. Stick with the station, because we got a fantastic show coming up with Chris Epps and his crew. Chris Epps Presents, a fantastic young man with a very entertaining as well as informative show. So keep it locked on this station right here. But get out for the rest of the weekend and take good care. Have a good time. Go out, fill in the gap. Go out and do good. Once again, this song is dedicated to Mary Alice. It's called New Beginnings by Devin Morrison.
handle this? Baby, can you handle this? Baby, can you handle this? I don't think you can handle this.
Hey, something.